You're about to acquire some exciting new skills. After listening to this book, you'll know how to escape quickly out of duct tape and rope, and will know how to tell if someone is lying to you or trying to social engineer you into an unwelcome situation. That being said, the skills you're about to learn need to be accompanied by something equally important, what I call survival intelligence. In short, survival intelligence involves having the confidence to know that you can respond appropriately in any emergency situation. You can react quickly and smartly during a crisis using the tools you have on hand. You are prepared and know how you can provide for your family's safety. Because I feel survival intelligence is as important as the skills I'm about to teach you, I've created 7 easy-to-follow rules to help you achieve and maintain it. Following these rules will put you in the best position possible to protect yourself and your family. Throughout the book, you'll be reminded of the importance of these rules, and it's my belief that actively following them can mean the difference between staying safe and facing a tragedy. You'll also note that I've used stories from all over the world to demonstrate how my various tactics can be used. While reading about tragedies, or near tragedies, that have taken place, you may find yourself wondering, what were they thinking? Or, how did they not see that coming? It is my hope that by following a few critical rules, you and your family will never be in a position where you're asking yourself, how did we not see that? But will instead be empowered to act quickly and appropriately in any dangerous situation that comes your way. Rule number 1. Practice adaptability. Life is rarely completely cut and dry. My intelligence training has taught me that while knowing what to do in emergency situations is important, ultimately it's being adaptable that can save you. As you learn various skills throughout the book, keep in mind that it's your ability to put them into practice in unexpected situations that can make the biggest difference. Life doesn't always go as planned, and it's crucial to be ready to tackle what it throws at you with the tools you have on hand. The best part about this rule is that it isn't hard to practice. You'll see that while being a fast, strong, powerful person is great, there's a limit to how helpful this can be if you're unable to adapt to a new and potentially threatening situation. Make a point of cultivating adaptability whenever you can. Rule number 2, be self-reliant. I'm a big believer in self-reliance. I simply don't want to depend on someone else to take care of my family or myself. I think self-reliance and personal responsibility are to be valued. This goes beyond personal philosophy. Throughout the course of this book, you're going to be hearing about some situations that ended tragically, and unnecessarily so, often due, at least in part, to a lack of self-reliance. It is my hope that everyone who listens to this book will see the importance of being able to act for himself or herself in an emergency situation. I believe it is crucial to have both the tools on hand and the ability to act to save yourself if necessary. Our country has faced some challenging times that have tested the self-reliance of many people. For example, terrorist attacks and natural disasters have resulted in many people realizing they must fend for themselves in the aftermath of a crisis. As you'll see in this book, some people were more prepared to do this than others. Self-reliance equals helping others. Make no mistake, while I believe self-reliance is a key trait when it comes to survival, there's another reason it's valuable. When we learn to be self-reliant, we put ourselves in a position to help others. It is my hope that after listening to this book, the skills I'm going to teach you, combined with a strong sense of self-reliance, will put you in a stronger position to be useful to others in an emergency situation. Rule number 3, don't be a hero. Let me be clear. The rule about not being a hero isn't about not taking action and isn't about not being a valued, helpful member of society. This rule is about being a bigger person and having the good sense to walk away from a potential confrontation, even if there is a part of you that doesn't want to. Trust me, I know how hard this can be. I was running early one morning in Baltimore, Maryland, toward the Inner Harbor. I noticed 2 guys on the sidewalk ahead of me. I was in my jogging clothes, and they were fully dressed walking around at 6 a.m., which is a bit unusual.